Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed, Gemara Chatima Tova, and let's start from Amud Beis, Koftes Amud Beis. So the Gemara, the question was yesterday, that apparently the Mishnah is saying, Loishna Yantav Rishon, Loishna Yantav Sheni, that there's a psul of Lulav Agazul Ve'ayavesh. So it says the Gemara Bishlema. I mean, I understand the Yavesh. Okay, Yavesh Hadar Be'inan Veleka. The Psul of Hadar, I understand, should apply to all of the days. But Gazul, why should Gazul be on all of the days? Bishlema Yom Tov Rishon, Tiv Lachem, Mishalachem. It says Lakachtem Lachem Miyom HaRishon. So I understand that Miyom HaRishon, it has to belong to you. And if it's Gazul, it doesn't belong to you. But the Yom Tov Sheni, which doesn't mean Yom Tov Sheni Shagaliyot, but the rest of the days of Yom Tov, Amayla. I mentioned to you that Tosis is bothered by the fact that why we should make more of a Hakpada on Yavesh for Hadar than we are on Lekachta Lechem. On both of them it says Lekachta Lechem B'Yom Rishon creates Hadar. So, I mean, they're both dinim in Yom Rishon. Why is the Gemara so sure that Hadar would be more applicable to the other days? The Mice, as I mentioned to you, Rashi learns that the psul of Hadar is not because of the Hekesh to Etrog, which is a Ferish Gemara, as we'll have to tomorrow, but it's because of Zekeli Van Veyu. Zekeli Van Veyu, as Tosis points out, doesn't make any sense. That's only a Lechatchila. Why would Rashi bring Zekeli Van Veyu when we have the Ferish Hekesh to the Etrog? See, but if Rashi is coming now specifically to address Tosis's problem, it makes a great deal of sense. And it's Bishlei Mahadar. Since Hadar on Yom Rishon is a Din D'oraisa, so on the other days it makes sense because of Zekeli Van Veyu to apply Hadar on all of the days. Because what's an Afkin in Mitzvah Darabonin doesn't have to be Mudar. So Mamela will apply that. But why should we apply the Din of Gezel? That's how Rashi would learn it. Possibly. Tosis has to come up with a difference. Tosis like this. That the days, the other days besides Yom Rishon, are a din in the Rabbonon, Zecher LeMikdash. At the time of the Mikdash, we were Neitel, Shivas Yomim in the Mikdash, and only one day in the Gvulin. So they made a takone after the Churban Beis HaMikdash to make Zecher LeMikdash all 7 days. So that we would remember what it was like. So in the Etzem Dinim of the Lekicha, for instance, that we should need all four meaning. Because that too is learned out of the same pasuk, that it's all four meaning. Yeah? This is okay. True. But something that has to do with the Etzem Lekicha, like four meaning, or that it should be Hodar, Al Sidur Mitzvah, or if it's chosek, or so on. Okay, no, I'm sorry, now what did you do? I should use the mic better. So those things that have to, that's the problem, okay, now we got it. Those things that have to do with the Etzem Mitzvah, fine. So that way we're Mesake, there should be all of the days. But those things that are Prote Dinim Tnaim in the Mitzvah, that didn't the Lulav. It's where the Lulav came from. Hadar's Dinim Lulav itself, what does the Lulav look like? What is a lulav? Okay, so those halachas that are specific to the actual lulav, that I should need to take all four minim together, that's what am I taking? But the other things that are more conditions in what the mitzvah lulav is, that shouldn't be gozel, that the Gemara was given. For granted, we wouldn't have been misakin for the other days. So as the lakacht of lachem, we wouldn't have been misakin. And in fact, we're not. In other words, we don't have to have it belonging to you. We don't have to have belonging to you. I don't know why we can't get to everybody's head. If you're coming in late, do not slam the door. This makes noise.
What about closing it?
Don't close it, because the next guy slams. Answered the Gemara yesterday that the reason is Amar Rav Yochanan b'Shimon Rav Shimon bar Yochai, it's a whole new halacha. It's b'shem da'avilei mitzvah haba'a bi'avira. And the mitzvah, the psul of mitzvah baba avera, has nothing to do with the psul of lachem. So Tosfos asked before, I mentioned to you earlier in the Masechta, Tosfos asked before, so then what do we need the psul of the gozo? We have mitzvah baba avera. So that should take away the need for the yitzvah. Bishlei by sukkah, where we know it needs to be lachem over there. It tells me lachem, not even. He asked it by sukkah. I'm sorry, by the lulav yukatina. The lulav is a psul also in borrowed lulav. So okay, by lulav you could say, as it says over here, that actually we don't need the pasuk lachem to tell me gozel. We need lachem to tell me that not borrowed. Borrowed is also not kosher. Therefore, that's why we have the whole problem. We need to give a mit. We need to give a matana. But the sukkah, we're over there. There's no pagam of shul. There's a kol yisrael aruim in one sukkah, as we said before. You don't have to have your own sukkah. So why do we have a psul of lachem? Tosfos said we have lecho over there. The same psul that it can't be gozel. So Tosfos before suggested that mitzvah baba avera is only derabbanan. Over here, Tosfos takes it. Over there, he brings also that not everybody agrees. Obviously, as we're going to see right now, the mashmaut is that it's the oraisa. So here, when Tosfos says einachinami, it is the oraisa, but the din of lachem is more needed really for not for gazul but for shaul, because anyway it would have been possible because of mitzvah baba avera. Once it's possible, mitzvah baba avera, it applies across the board, not only biyom harishon. So maybe it applies to the days that are the rabbanon as well. How do we know that there is such a psul of mitzvah baba avera? Shenema. Va'avetem gazul. Here the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael how terrible they are, and they're bringing karbonis that are not roi for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, va'avetem gazul, ve'atapiseyach, ve'atacholeh. So you went ahead and you bring things to the Beis HaMikdash, things that are stolen, and things that are balimumin, they're piseach. So it's missing a leg, the leg is broken. So apparently it's comparing now to gozel, do you mean piseach? Just like piseach, less like takant, huh? There's no way to fix piseach, it's missing a leg, so you can't use the carbon ever. Afkazu, less like takant. So too, something which is stolen is permanently possible for a korban. It doesn't matter whether the bialim, were miyayish, or the bialim were miyayish. Now, David, could you go down and tell them that they have to stop the noise? There's a couple of kids down there.
Is it banging from outside?
No. There's kids that are screaming down there. Tell them, please stop. So, Bishleim, I understand, Lifnei Yiyush, it's clear why a korban would be possible. You take a korban from someone, that person wasn't Miyayish, therefore you're not Kainet. If you're not Kainet, so how could it be kosher korban? You can't even be Makdish, it doesn't belong to you. So if it's Lifnei Yiyush, obviously, Adam ki yakriv mi kem omer rachmana, v'lav didehu, it has to be a korban that belongs to you. Just like Adam Rishon couldn't bring gozel. It has to belong to you. But the Yachar Yish does belong to you. The Yachar Yish, you take something. The owner is Miyayish, Kanya B'Yish. So it becomes yours now through Yish. Should be a kosher karma. Elalav Mishum Davli Mitzvah Baba Avera. Problem here is that it's permanently possible because the way that you got it was through stealing. And since you got it through stealing, even though technically it belongs to you, Liachar Yush, so that maybe you have the ability to be Magdish. That doesn't help. Let me goof explain to you. What's the comparison to me? What are the two things after? I Hashem love Mishpat. And what does that have to do with Sonei Gezel? And was a pesone gezel ba'olah? That's the only time Hashem hates gezel in a korban oila. He's got no problems with gezel all the time. It's good to know. What's the pasuk mean? And the pshat is like this: that even though I'm Oyev Mishpat, so okay, so if I'm Oyev Mishpat, I should read the fine print. The fine print says, Acha Yishpah, when it belongs to him, is no problem. Nonetheless, no. I'm Sene Gezel B'Oyla. That's Pshat B'Oyla. Because the Oyla goes anyway completely up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's a Shaykh that he should be Sene Gezel? Anyway, it's all his. At Bishleim, I understand a different carbon. Okay, you're going to take some and give the Kayan some. I understand you don't have a right to share things that aren't yours. You're going to take something and give it back to me. So you think maybe I wouldn't be mocked? Because wherever it came from, anyway, it still all goes to me, right? Nonetheless, I'm saying it as a Baila. Moshe, the Melech Basavadam, here's a king. He's going with his entourage, and they're passing the Beit HaMechas. So when he comes in to the country over here, he passes the Beit HaMechas, and he tells his entourage, he says, go pay the Mechas. Do Mechas Lamuchsin. They're looking at him like he's crazy. I understand all the money that comes in from the Mechas, and here it goes to the treasury. So it's all yours anyway, so what's the point? I mean, Amru. So they said to him, Valokola Mechas Kule Shoko. So what do you have to pay the Mechas for? Amaran, because if I pay the Mechas, other people will learn that they should pay Mechas. So Mimeni Yil Medu Kolo Redrachim Velo Yavrichlats Mamra Mechas. I see, I go to pay Mechas. So already everybody is going to pay Mechas. Hapa Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar. Ani Hashem Sone Gezer Bola. Say, I, what difference does it make? Anyway, it all comes back to me. No. Mimeni Yil Medu Banai Viavrichu Atzman Min HaGezer. This way, if they see that I mocked it, even on those things that belong to me, so they'll also be careful now not to be Asik in Gezela. Some of the gears here, Menagazul, more mocked than Menagazul, but see the Hechrich for it. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mocked, but on Gezul, so be Misrachik from Gezela.
But he paid tax in the Mishra.
Yeah, he went so to pay the tax. You talk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to bring me a carbon and give it back to me. It should be yours. So what do you care whose it is? Anyway, it's all yours. No, because I want you to learn. You pay the duty correctly. Is that a pay the duty?
So this is covered with the assumption that everything we have here is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning there's no bias. It's very interesting that there's no bias.
It's not that there's no bias. Of course there's bias. But the point is that when you're bringing a carbon ayla specifically, it's the equivalent of paying the mechas, basically, right? What you're showing. Because the ayla is the one thing that goes straight back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not a function of bialas anymore. Especially if you're exercising any bialas over a carbon. So fine, then in Ochinami. You're going to give some to the Kayin, you're going to take some for yourself, there's Dinam of Achil and so on. There I understand that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mocking. But over here, what's a child? A Korban Oil anyway is mine. So there shouldn't be the Prot they did, and there shouldn't be what's left coming here. So therefore, I'm telling you, even though it is yours, in terms of the technical bias, it is yours. Because it was Achil Yirsh. That's,
the muscle should be...
You know, you're not paying attention to the point of the muscle. Point of the marshal is Ani Hashem Oyev Mishpat. It is yours. You didn't hear that first part?
That's
the small print makes it yours. So you say, so what am I so hung up about? It's mine, anyway. It's not Kamina. If it came to this guy through this, or anyway, it goes to me. The technical problems he's addressing because of the years. That's why Dafka uses this pasuk, and that's how the Achrayim are Masber. Well, otherwise, the whole sugya doesn't really matter. What's it doing here? Well, who needs this? Right? This is being Masber, even though it's Lachar Yush. And it's talking about a Neila in which there should be no dinim of Hakpada, because I'm not to get anybody else. It's me. When it comes to me anyway, everything in the world is mine. That's why it says Dafka Eila. No, I want them to learn, even in Neila, I'm Akbin, where it comes from. So even don't talk to me about satisfying the mishpat issues. That's not the issue. There's more important things here. I want to teach them how to act. Oh. What is this?
It's in the back of the house. If you you want tea, there wasn't any
Diet Coke with caffeine?
No, caffeine free.
Caffeine free. Okay, thank you very much. What happened?
Amazing.
I don't think this is going to help much between Musaf and the Ela. It's like, no. Thanks a lot. Itmanani Omer Abiyami Yavesh Pasul Mipteshein Hadar Gazul Pasul Miprem Davile Mitzah Babi Avera. So now we know that there's a new psul, Mitzvah Baba Avera, so that even if Lamaisit belongs to you at this point, and there's no Pagam of Lachem, so it would still be possible because it got to you through Gezela, apparently. We'll see if that's true across the board as we go through the Sugya.
Not 100% certain that that's caffeine free. I'm 99%, but I can't say that I'm 100%.
Never mind. Thank you very much. Please get a review. A call. The Omer of Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni Omer Shmuel. Lo shana al b'yom tov rishon. Aval b'yom tov sheni, mitov shi yotzei b'sha'u, yotzei minami b'gazu. So this dafka is not like Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, that we're saying that there's a psul the whole time. Because he's saying if you'd be yotzei b'sha'ul, so then it's a raya that there's no pagam of lachem on the second days, on any other day, except the first. If that's the case, so he says you should be yotzei also with gazul. What's the difference? Because anyway, there's no problem with lachem. What about mitzvah? Don't worry about it, please. Don't worry about it. The mitzvah. What about mitzvah baba avera? Right? Is he chaylei completely on mitzvah baba avera? So Taisva says no. It's because it's only the rabbanon on the other days that Rabbi Yitzchak's svari is that the rabbanon were not makbid on mitzvah baba avera. That was enochinami on the yom rishain. If you had gotten something through gezela. Even though now technically it may belong to you, it might still be us. But the second days, which is what we're referring to over here, which is comparing it to Hadar, you know, that would not be an Isser on the other days. If you're Yaitzi, if something is not yours, then you're Yaitzi if it's Gozel as well. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, according to Taisus. Moshe v'Nachum v'Yitzchok lulav ha-gazul v'ayavesh pasul ha-sha'ul kasher. I don't understand how you can say that. How do you understand the words in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says a lulav ha-gazul, dafka. So what day is it referring to? I mean, emas, ilay v'yom tov rishayin. How could sha'ul be kasher? If you want to tell me a chiddush, you tell me that even a lulav that I borrowed is not kosher. If you're telling me only a lulav that I stole is not kosher, so then it's a new psul. And you're telling me shol is kosher. So beyond the rishon, I can't borrow a lulav. Aksiv lachem mishalachem v'haylav didehu. It would not be kosher on the first day. It's open. You know. Elalav beyond the shein. So it's got to be talked about Yom Tov Sheni, Vikatani, Gozel, Pasul. So how do you explain yourself? You said Gozel is kosher the rest of the days. Omar Rava, Leyela, Yom Tov Rishon. Reb Yitzchak is going to learn this, that it's talking about Yom Tov Rishon. So you'll say, so why is it Mashma that Sha'ul would be kosher? No, that's not what it's Mashma. Adarabba, Lomi Boyko, Omar. What it's saying is like this. Not only Sha'ul, which is not your own, but a gazul, I would say that stam gezela's yushbailim, and it therefore would have the din of kididei dami. It should be considered as your own. So it's good for coming to tell me that a gezela, a gazul, I would think is better than a shaul, because a shaul is not yours, but the gazul I should assume is yours. Kamash malan. That it's no good. So now, according to Taisvus, Kamash Malan, that since it's Yom Tov Rishon, it's no good because of Mitzvah Baba Avera. But Rashi doesn't learn that Rabbi Yitzchak holds of Mitzvah Baba Avera on the Diraisa. So he learns that Kamash Malan means Kamashman, that we do not say that Stam Gezela is Yish Bailim, and until we know for a fact that he was Miyayish, that Ein Alchinami, it's considered not to be his. He sees that the guy was able to steal it from him in the open. Fine, so he feels eventually he'll be able to get him to court and get it back. Doesn't mean necessarily was Miyayish. There's very different ways of learning the sugya. So according to Tesis, Reb Yitzchak agrees to the Dinah Mitzvah Boba Avera on the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. And therefore, once we could say it's referring to Yom HaRishon, everything fits in fine. According to Rashi, Reb Yitzchak doesn't agree to the Mitzvah Boba Avera. Therefore, the explanation of Rav on Yom HaRishon has nothing to do with Mitzvah Boba Avera. It's simply a comparison of the greater Chiddush of the Gozel, which I would have thought is mine, and therefore there was more of a reason for me to think I'd be Yotze, as opposed to the Sha'ul, which I know, of course, I can't be Yotze, because it says Lachem, since we're talking about the first day. Okay. Different ways of learning the sugya. But Lamaisa, we've gotten out of the problem for Rav Yitzchak one way or the other. Either that we're indeed talking about Yom HaRishon, and the Psul would be Dafka because of Lachem, or because we're talking about whether there was no Yishba. Omalu Ravuna Lahanu Avankari. An avankri is one of these street peddlers where they sell all types of little things, buttons, you know, the guys that hang out all over there. They got the combs, shoelaces, the mirrors, and so on. Stolen watches. Obviously, in those days, I mean, what would avankri sell? They would sell the lulav, you know, and the adasim. So, like today, we have plenty of avankris out there starting tomorrow morning outside of the show. You'll have plenty of avankris. By the way, I saw an interesting thing. Vala is selling whole sets of lulav Israeli.
Vala.com?
They can't. It's so cute. Yeah, Vala. That's the Israeli. They constantly send out these things you buy, you know, like
the Israeli portal.
Deals. What's it called?
And it's an Israeli portal, Vala.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying that they have also a catalogs that they sell. It's like, yeah, whatever it is, really, eBay kind of, you know. Okay, so these are avankari. The avankari, so the Ravuna told them, look, you guys, you buy hadasim from goyim. Okay, now you got a problem over there. Because if you cut the hadasim, you have to be chayshish that the land that you're cutting from is stolen. And these guys are telling you can cut there, but it doesn't really belong to them. They could have forced the owners out and so on. You can't rely on them. So kizavnitu asa miyaku, if you're going to be buying now, you're going to be buying hadasim from goyim, lo tigzazu aton. Don't cut the hadasim yourselves. See to it that they go ahead and cut the hadasim, ligzazua inu, and then let them give it to you. What? My taima. Stam of deko chavin gazlane aratanin. You have to assume that a stam goy, he stole the ground, he stole the land that he's letting you buy from. Yeah? So now, karka, the problem is this. The problem is that karka cannot be stolen, meaning that it does not have a din to be kaina with yirsh. So there's no way a bailim who is miyayish from something that is real estate, a mechuber to the ground, the yirsh doesn't have any impact because it still it is rishus by definition since it's real estate. So what's the point of the yirsh? You don't lose your bailus on real estate. Therefore, it's going to never belong to you. What you need to do is the only time that it's going to belong to you is if the yadasa is no longer attached to the ground. So let them steal the yadasa. Now there's two approaches to this. I'll tell you in a moment. So hilkach ligzazu inu. Let them cut the hadasa. Okay. At that point, it becomes yush bailin biyadayu. At that point, the yush is chal. Because it's no longer chuber to the karka, it's not real estate any longer. Then, shinui harishus biyadaychu will then become yours when they hand it over into your rishus, because yush and shinui rishus are kaina. Okay, now there's two approaches to this. One approach is that this is based on halacha of lachem, nothing to do with mitzvah ba'aveira. And what Rav Huna was saying, maybe as in whole, the way Rav Kivega understands Rashi, is that Rav Huna didn't, one teretz in Rashi, is that Rav Huna doesn't hold a mitzvah ba'aveira. Fine. So now he's coming along to tell me that there's a problem over here in the din of lachem. Because in order for it to be yours, remember there's two issues in a gezeilah. First of all, there's the sin involved in the gezeilah. And then there's the legal status of the thing that was stolen. So the legal status, in order for it to be kosher on the first day, it has to belong to you. That's the legalities. There's a lot of different ways that something could belong to you, even though you stole it, for that matter. Because if you make a change in it, so then if you change the actual object, then the object is no longer the stolen object, technically speaking. You're not mechuyev to give back the object, you only owe the money for the object, at which point the object actually becomes yours. It's possible that that's called shinui maisa. There's also shinui rishus, that in the giving over, when the object is taken out of one rishus into the other rishus, as long as there was yush, then that shinui rishus affects a kinyan. There are those who hold that even yush alone provides a kinyan, even before you remove it from the other person's rishus. Now, there's two ways of understanding this Gemara, because Rav Huna says that he wants to make certain that the Shinui HaRishus takes place after they take it, and now they give it over to you. That's why he says it should be Shinui Rishus in your hands, and the Yiyush should take place in their hands. What's the logic in doing that? So Rashi has two possible approaches. Rashi says, could be, Rav Huna holds, that you need to have Yush and Shinui Rishus in order for it to be yours. So therefore, what we need to achieve over here is a state in which it will become yours. So therefore, if it was Yush and that Rishus, now when it's handed over into your hands, it becomes a Shinui Rishus following Yush. And therefore, it's yours. Or, says Rashi, maybe actually Yush itself would be Kaina. The problem is that if Lamaisa, that would take place because you were the one who cut it, and at that moment it becomes yours, it's all very nice that technically speaking it's yours, but now you're a Gazan, so now it becomes a mitzvah ba'avera. Because in the act of cutting it, that's what achieved the yush. You're right, the goy stole it. You say, well, I didn't steal it, the goy stole it. But the point is that the removal of the object from the legal rishus of the owner is also part of the act of gezeilah. So the moment that I cut it, I'm the one who facilitates the loss of bialis, because at the instant that I cut it, it now becomes technically stolen. Until now, it was only practically stolen, because somebody else was in the property. But the yush didn't affect the object that was stolen. At this point, the object is yotzei from the other person's rishus. So therefore, you'll be a gazman. Comes along now Rav Huna, therefore, to say, in this version, in which Yush itself would have been Kena, let them do the cutting. So then they're the gazlonim. Now when it comes into your rishus, so you're getting it after the gazela was already affected. And therefore, there will be no problem of mitzvah ba'avera. I must point out to you that Tosfos asks earlier, in the case of we were talking about the esrog of the either of the Asherah, right, or of the Ira Yedachas. So Tosfos asks, why is it that the psul of the etrog over there, as I mentioned to you yesterday, is because of ktute michta chiyure? Why can't we just say it's a mitzvah ba'avera? Because you're using an Asherah tree, so it's coming through an avera. So Tosfos makes the obvious distinction, but it's important to define this right up front. But the only time that we say mitzvah ba'avera is where it's the avera that created your ability to do the mitzvah. Over here, it's true, it's a mitzvah ba'avera, but it's nothing to do with you. So memela, it's irrelevant that it's that the avera.
An object.
Yeah, an avera in an object is not the problem. That's not a problem. So memela over here, once we have, if the fact that something was gazul, once lemaisa goes through the process of becoming rightfully yours, so then there's no problem anymore. Okay.
Even though it wouldn't have been Gazul if it wasn't.
Yeah. That's Grom. So here, therefore, let them steal it by doing the actual Maisa, and then it'll be kosher when it gets into your Rishus.
Even if I know that it's stolen.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. We have a Vaiter Chash here. As we'll see.
But I have knowledge that it's
not stolen. Well, let's see. That's not so simple.
The point of this about cut off these branches out of the Chayim and Mishavas Lezela? Forget about
that. Yeah, that's a chelik of the act of Gazela. Removal. This is the sugya of Bechira, of stealing your Tavach u'Machar. So you have to go through that sugya. This is where the Gemara discusses it. That if you were already kind of with Yush, why would there be a chiyuv of Dalet Ve'ei since it's already yours? And once it's yours, despite the fact that you did the Gezela, it doesn't have the dinim of Gezela to be Mechayet. That's where your question is. But again, it's about the Kama sugya. It's not for here. So here the Gedorim of Mitzvah, Baba Vera, are not the same as the Gedorim of Dinim of Hashavan. So now, asks the Gemara, I don't understand. Why can't we, sof, Gigazazu Avankari, let's say that these Avankari would cut it themselves. So it would be Yush Baalim at the moment that they cut it, right? Okay, now they're going to sell it to you. So they sell it to you, it's going to be kosher. Because it's going to be Shinui Rishus and Yur Rishus. I said, why do the Goyim have to be the ones that cut it? So I said, the Achronim ask, I don't understand. So we're telling them to steal? Is that what we're saying? What kind of weird question is that? If Lemaiser of Una holds that the Goyim are stealing, and that Stam Goyim are Mamish Gezle Yara, so there's a very good reason to tell the Avankari not to cut it. Because if Lemaiser you hold that that's the act of Gezewa, so then how could you tell them to be the ones that are stealing?
Are you buying it from the Avankari?
You're buying it from the Avankari.
So we're okay.
That's the Kasha.
Well, why?
The law's against ivory now.
Where's my business where you got it from?
That's the Kasha. That's exactly what I was asking. Why does the guy have to cut it? Let the Avankari cut it. But the Achreinim ask, but how can the Mora ask that Ravuna should have let the Avankari to do the Avera? Right? So sometime that of course we're not, look, did you ever hear such a thing, that in general we give a din of guzzle to things that are bought from an akum? There's no such thing. The only reason that we're being makbid over here is in terms of the chashash that you won't be out to the mitzvah. So in order to have the kashrus of your hadassim, we need to take this into consideration. Doesn't mean that l'chatchila we're going to tell you for all intents and purposes anything bought from an akum. It's a lot of nafkamin is l'alocha. If what you bought, if stam peres of an akum would be gozel, from any din, even. So we're not chayish except here. So apparently it's a din specifically in the kashrus of the hadas. That's what Summer did. That this has to do with what David was asking before. It would be nogea that question as well. It's not that it's really, really stealing. Maybe it's stealing. So why isn't that just as good? Answer the Gemara, it is just as good. Rav Huna was telling them for the Adasin that they're going to be using themselves. If they're going to be using themselves, so where are they going to be the Shinui Rishus? They're the ones who are the Gazalonim. Or they're the ones that are using it without Shinui Rishus, depending on which teretz and rashi you hold. So therefore, you can't ask, he goes to Avankri, la v'yish ba'al miyadayav Shinui Rishus miyadad, that's true. But lo tzricha b'hoshana d'Avankri gufayu. We're talking about the Hoshana of the very same Avankris. So they themselves, they've got a problem. Because then they would be the ones that would be the Gazlanim. Says Gemara, but still, why would that be a problem? Wouldn't it be a Shinui Maisa? And then a Shinui Maisa would make it their own. What kind of kasha is that? If it makes it their own, it makes it their own, but then that means that that was the act of Gzela. Mm-hmm. Right? Here's where the Ripki Vager says that pshat in Rashi, there were two pshatim in Rashi, either the Yishpechti is Kainan, and so the Yishpechti would be enough of a Kinyan, except that then it would be considered that you're a Goslin, or the other teretz was that only Yish and Shinu Rishus together would be Kainan. That is assuming that all we're concerned with is that it should be yours legally. So here, the Shaila, if you hold like the teretz that holds that there is a problem of mitzvah bo ba'avera, there's a difference between the mitzvah bo ba'avera where the shinui is in the chayfetz. Shinui in the chayfetz is a different chayfetz. That's the point. There's two types, the two ways in which I'm kena. Through the act of the gezela, either the initial act with the yirsh alone, or the yirsh with the shinui rishus. But then there's a completely different element of kinyanim, and that's shinui Hashem or shinui ma'isa. How does shinui Hashem or shinui ma'isa work? It works because the Torah was only mechayev of you to be meishiv es hagzeila asher gazal. But if it's not the same thing that you were gazel, then there's no din of hashava. There's just a din of tashlumin. If there's no din of hashava, that proves that the chayfetz is yours, not the other guys. If the chayfetz is the other guys, so then obviously you'd have to return it. But we understand that the way that works is because it's no longer Asher Gazal. It's not what you stole. So therefore, what you stole was an Avera. But what you're using is not what you stole. Because it now has a different shame, or now has a different shape. Okay? So now the question is, the moment that I turned this Hadas into a Lulav, I connect it to the lulav and so on, it's no longer called Adas, it's called a lulav. So at that point, it should be mine because of Shinoi Hashem. And therefore, there should be no chashash over here of the mitzvah above Avera. Answers the Gemara, Kasava lulav ain't sarich agat. He holds, you do not need to connect the three parts of the lulav to each other. And therefore, there is no shinui. Nothing took place.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Still,
oh, exactly. So ask some of the Achrayim. First of all, everybody's made it that there's an inyan to be ma'agid. It's certainly a nice thing. It's at least zekeli vanveil. Everybody agrees it should be done. So do it. Exactly what David's saying. So do it, and then it'll be good. So what the answer is, that the only time that we would view an agad as a shinui is if the agad was necessary. Because a very limited kind of shinui, just the fact that it's tied. So if that creates the din of the lulav, and now it's called the lulav, okay, then it's a significant shinui. But if you're just doing it because it's pretty, it's not a significant shinui. Therefore, it's dependent on whether you hold that you have a chiyav of agad. If you don't have a chiyav of agad, it won't help to be ma'agad.
Why isn't just being cut enough for
Shiva? More or less that. It's a dovish question.
What about if I buy from the Avankri?
You're not a problem. The Gemara is concerned for the Avankri themselves. No.
Okay, no, but I know. But
if you buy, so for sure it's okay, because of Shiva and Rishus. In yours. So, you know what? It could be even Imtim Tzalayma Lulav Tzarech Agad. Even if they hold that Lulav does mean an Agad. It's a type of shinui that is reversible in a minute. All you have to do is undo the knot, right? So, a shinui achozer lebriato. So, this is a shinui achozer lebriato. V'shinui achozer lebriato, lav shmei shinui. It's not called a shinui bechlam. Says the Gemara, but wait. The moment that you cut it, I mean, now it's a completely different thing, right? I mean, first it was called Mikor Avile Asa. First it was called a Hadas. And now it's called a Ishana. So, I mean, how is the... why isn't that a Shinui in itself? People give it a different name. Says, well, no, because people always call the Asa Hoshana anyway. They just call them that. That used to be the name. We'll see throughout the Masechta. We always refer to Asa, Stam as Hoshana, even if it wasn't really being used for that. It was so similar to that. That's also considered to be basically not a shinoi. This is a shinoi Hashem.
We call the Hadas Hashem?
Yeah, we'll see why. No. We call him Hashanah because because of the Aveda of the Hashanah.
Once you get the Shinei Chozer Yosef, so then David's question is taken care of.
No, what you're asking is something else. David was asking it should be a Shinei Hashem.
Me?
Yeah, you're asking the word. That wasn't what you were asking.
No, I mean, that word, it's great, but I...
So what were you asking?
It's cut. It's not the same thing anymore.
Why is it the same thing?
It's attached to the ground. I mean, it's not the same as it was
before. No, that's it. There's no change in the thing itself.
So why would the only one...
That's the shame. That's the Shinei Hashem. It's not a Shinei of the thing itself. But I think what Ramati is asking... Weren't you just asking?
Yeah.
So I think what Ramati was asking was that why is a Shinei Hashem, why couldn't it also be considered to be Chayzer L'Briyasa if I don't use it, if I'm not using it? And that's Taisus's Kasha. Taisus says it's a going a libra Rabbi Yosef. It's one of his approaches. And who holds that there's not a problem of a Chayzer L'Briyasa. Yeah. But it could also be, Taisus could also be, it's a combination, basically. It's, in other words, it's both. It's both a Shinui Maisa and a Shinui Hashem. Now that could be, maybe that's different. But the Tosfos has a very interesting question at the end. He says, I understand, why are we attacking over here the Sugya of Rav Huna? What is it? Why don't we just go straight to the Mishnah? You have exactly the same problem in the Mishnah. Why is a Lulav HaGozel ever possible? You said the Avankari could go, cut it, and then it would become kosher because of Shinei Hashem, right? Or because of Shinei Maisa. Ask on the Mishnah. What are you asking on Rav Huna's psak? Rav Huna said that a lulav hagozel is awesome. No? Okay. So I stole somebody's, I go in there, I cut the lulav, and now I go ahead, and I make it into an agad, and now it's a real lulav. Before it was called a palm leaf, and now it's called a lulav of a... of an aga. Before it was worth 2 cents, and now it's worth 500 shekels. I mean, it's a pretty big shinui. Yeah, no, it's the same thing. The Tosfos says that, I mean, okay, Einochinami, that would be true if that's what I did. I mean, but maybe it's talking about that I stole a lulav. I stole the guy's lulav, the whole thing, with the aga, with that. I mean, I can't prove from the Mishnah that that's not the case. Over here, I know that the case is he's saying, be careful how you cut it, right? So, okay, I mean, there obviously there's a problem that it's before. It's a completely different thing. Okay.
Would you say it's almost a riot because the Gemara doesn't mention it?
Because when?
The fact that the Gemara doesn't bring it up is shut up on the Mishnah.
No, but we could learn it. You can't ask it. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen. Hopefully overnight we'll get our voice back. Let's start again. Mishum da'arele mitzvah bo ba'aver. Shenema ba'aveisem gazul v'da piseach v'tachule gazul dum yada piseach. Ma piseach let letakanta? Af gazul let letakanta. Loshna lifnei yush, loshna la'ach yush. So bishleme lifnei yush, I understand why. Adam ki yakriv mikema barachmana. V'lav didehu. But the acher yush, what's the problem of being magdish a korban? Hakanya b'yush. And we use this as a model for all mitzvahs. So anyway, but many you'll medu kol avrei drachim. V'lo yavrichu atzman min ha-meches. Hafa Kadosh Baruch Hu omer, Ani Hashem, sonei gezel ba'ola. Mimeni yilmedu banai v'yavrichu atzman min ha-gezel. Yitzmanami omer vavi, Ami yovish posol mipnei she'ino hadar. Gazul pasul mishum navin mitzvah ba'aba avera. Uplik ed Rabbi Yitzchak. Yom Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmanu bar Shmuel. Lo shanu elo b'yom tov rishon. Havo b'yom tov sheni. Mitoch sheyotzei b'shaul. Yotzei nami b'gazul. Moshe Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. How could Rav Yitzchak possibly say this if the Mishnah says otherwise? Lula v'gazul v'yavesh pasul. Mashma dafka the hakpad is on gazul. But if it would be shaul, it would be kosher. Emas, ilan abiyam tov rishon. What do you mean? Aksiv lachem, misha lachem, vaylav didei. Must be referring to Yom Tov Sheni. And nonetheless, it says gazul pasul, which can't be because of lachem, must be because of mitzvah baba avera. Omar rov, eliyelam, it is talking about Yom Tov Rishon. Velomi boy koma. Lomi boy shaul, the lav didei. But gazul, I would have thought, maybe stam gezela yish baivimu. And therefore, it's better than shaul. Now it's kididei dami. Which, by the way, would be the case. If you don't know the mitzvah baba avera, and the guy was miyayish, if you knew the guy was miyayish, yishas kaina, so then stealing would be better than borrowing. Correct? Because then it would be kosher, because it's yours. It's only because now mitzvah baba avera that we run into problems. But the way Rashi is learning, if you don't know mitzvah baba avera, there's always a simple answer. You don't have a little love, go steal one.
Stealing is boring for a short while.
No problem.
That's the
matana. And let them give it to you, my time. And karka ain't an exilets, and therefore Yush won't help. Because at that point, what they cut it, that's the moment of the Yush, even though the mice of the Yush was before. Because Tosis points out, otherwise it would be Yush Lomidas. And they don't know the moment that you cut it, but it's irrelevant. Because the Yush took place years ago. I mean, basically, they gave up on getting back the land. It's just that that doesn't matter. But not the moment that you cut it, at that moment, the Yush is out. So that way, Ke'ech Lava Yush Bailim Biyadayo Didhu, and then Shinui Rishus Biyadayo. Sof Sof, Gigazra Avankri could also work. Lava Yush Bailim Biyadayo. And then it would be Shinui Rishus in the Yadan of the buyer. No, we're not talking about a buyer. We're talking about the Oshana de Avankri Gufayu. But wait, couldn't they reclaim it with a Shinui Maisa? Kasava Lulavain Tzorech Agat, so there's no Shinui Maisa. Or you know what? Maybe they hold Lulav Tzorech Agat. But since it's a Shinui Chazalibriyasa, Shinui Chazalibriyasa Lav Shmei Shinui. Why can't it be a Kinya B'Shinui Hashem? The Mikora Avile Hasa, Mahashta Oshana. Now it's called Oshana. Not Mikora Dami Lahasa. Hishana Korele, because we use it to walk to say the Hishanas with. It's to call the whole agat. It's called the Hishana.